You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A lot of people have listened to this show for a long time, but have never called before. We don't know why.
Don't be scared. We're nice.
We like to find out why. We like to, as Jeremy says, break the ice. Get you used to calling in so you can call all the time. Long time, first time. Here with your boys in the morning. April's up first. Good morning, April. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So glad you finally called us. Thanks for being on the show. What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, just got relatives popping into town and
Yuck.
You know, the usual stuff.
Why? Why are they coming
into
town?
How do you feel about that?
Why are they here?
No, it's good. It's all good. They're just coming in for a visit and you know, Veterans Day they have off and
okay. And so are you going to be doing a bunch of cooking for them or
no?
That's good.
Nope.
Tell them to stay somewhere else, right?
Well, they are. So
that's good. That's good.
Oh my goodness, that's like perfect.
That's ideal,
right there.
Are you having to entertain, though? I always hate when people come into town and you got to, like, think of a bunch of crap for them to do, you know?
No, that's not my job. That's the great thing about having lots of family already here is that's not my job to I don't play hostess and stuff, so.
Not my
See,
job.
I was reading a lot into your tone, April, and I absolutely got that feeling. You're like, yeah, family's coming in. I'm not cooking for you. I'm not taking you out and showing you the town. Yeah, I kind of got that feel. I heard somebody one time talk about how that a house, I think it was like on the next street over, it was a smaller house. It came up and they bought it as a Airbnb. And they said one of the primary reasons they did it was so that whenever company came to town, they would put them up there at their Airbnb place. So it was just like a block away and that they didn't have to have company in their house.
Dang, that sounds expensive. You hate your family so much you buy another house so they can stay there.
But it made its money back because it's the rest of the time it's
Airbnb. Sure, it's an investment property.
It was income producing.
But that is so funny.
So they make money and they keep their relatives a block away.
You'll be across the street. Yeah. So I'm guessing this isn't your side of the family then, April.
I don't think it is.
No, this is my husband's side, but I actually also have one of my brothers popping in too, but at some point.
Full house, man. Wow.
How long you been listening to this silly show?
You know, forever. We usually hit the mind bender in the mornings as I'm taking my youngest son to school. And he's been commenting. He's like, "You should call in. You always have the right answer." So,
well, get on it, girl. Get in on it.
That's fantastic. Well, what's your son's name?
His name is Ammon, and I've already dropped him off, so he doesn't know that I'm actually talking. I've got one of my other boys with me because he's got to go. We're going to go see an orthopedic specialist today. So
fun.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make this a podcast. And so you can play it for Ammon and he can hear his shout out. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll love that. He's been wanting to get on and he was paying attention to what the prize was for, you know. Yeah,
he's a smart kid.
I like
a wise boy.
Listen, you are delightful. Thank you for being on the show. Good luck with your family. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, April.
Thank you, April. We appreciate you being on the show very, very much. There's one next up. Let's say Grace. Hello, Grace.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good, Grace.
We're the best,
good.
Man.
Good, glad to hear that.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, I actually am going to be starting to decorate my house for Christmas. I don't care if it's too early or not, but it's time to kick off the festivities.
I'm getting everything out tomorrow for the outside. I'm going to do the outside. And then we have one room in our house right now that is fully decorated Christmas, and the rest of it's going to barf out this weekend. So, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's time for the twinkly lights, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many trees do you have?
I don't have any. I have a dog hopefully some.
No, not kids. Christmas trees. How many Christmas trees?
Yes, I have one for
apartment. Oh, okay. Oh, a little apartment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're approaching, I think, 6 trees in the house.
My goodness, we
overtree.
One of our neighbors back when I lived in Littleton. I had a neighbor down, I'd say a block or so away, that they would put up a bunch of trees. You could see them through the various windows. And one of them in the upstairs bedroom that faced the street, they left up year round. And they only left it up year round, Grace, they would light it. You know, they turned it on. So every night for a year when you walked past their house, you saw that one tree. And that's, I think, pretty. Jeremy might be inching his way in that direction.
I don't know. My mom has a tree that she keeps up all year round. It's in their family room next to the fireplace. And she'll decorate it for, you know, 4th of July, or she'll put
Saint
some
Patrick's
Easter
Day.
Stuff. Yeah, it's, you know, it's like a thing now. So,
Yeah, well.
Got any questions for us, Grace?
Yeah, this is actually only my second time listening to you guys. And so I just wanted to know what got you guys into wanting to host a radio show.
Is it something you're thinking that you might want to do?
Sorry?
Is it something that you might want to do?
You know, maybe one day, perhaps.
Do you crave attention? Because that's why we got into it. We are needy, needy, needy.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know why Jeremy got it. You never told me why. Why?
Because my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, heard an advertisement on this show that they were looking for somebody, so I applied.
Mm-hmm.
Got the job and just stuck with it. I thought I was going to go into TV.
Yeah. And for me, I was a teenager when I got into radio, and it's because I just thought it was a cool thing to, and I was a very shy kid, so it was really stepping outside my comfort zone. But I just went down and applied, and they said, yeah, you start Saturday. So
it's not really like, you know, it kind of just fell into it for both of us.
Yeah.
We just walked in and asked,
the bottom line is, Grace, we both just walked in and asked for a job.
Yeah.
And both radio stations said yes.
And I mean, we're slightly charming and have, you know, things to say. I mean, there's that too.
Oh, that's funny.
That is great.
What do you do, Grace?
You know, similar to you guys falling into it, I am one of the youngest in Colorado insurance brokers.
Look at that.
Oh, good for you.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You know what? You could at least get your start in radio by doing like a podcast, and you could do it all about the wacky things that have come up in the insurance business.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good stories out there for
I bet.
Now, when you say you're one of the youngest in Colorado to be an insurance broker, how old are you?
I started when I was 20. I'm now 21.
Oh, okay. So a year. Okay, great. That's excellent.
That's fine.
Well, congratulations to you. I mean, that's a success story.
Keep kicking butt. Kind of
stuff.
Keep kicking butt, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Grace,
thank you
for finally calling, and we hope you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. That's pretty good. She's 20, and she goes out, and she makes it
sweetheart.
Happen.
She's cute.
Here's Charles. Are we allowed to call you Chuck or no?
Yeah, Chuck, but not Chucky.
No Chucky. Chucky's too cutesy, huh?
Charles, what's going on in your world?
Doll.
Oh, yeah.
Not much. Just on my way to work, and I've been listening to you guys for a while, but I've never called in. This is the first time I ever called any radio show ever.
How's it
welcome.
Feel? How's it feel?
It feels weird. But it feels good.
Yeah. No, you're doing good so far, buddy. Everything's cool. You're doing
all
right.
You haven't dropped the ball. You haven't humiliated yourself. You've done nothing wrong.
No,
you're actually doing quite well.
What do you do
for a living?
Yeah.
Well, I actually work at an immigration law firm.
Whoa, fancy pants.
Be darned. Look at that.
Yeah. As a paralegal, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not that cool.
Still,
do you want to be a lawyer?
Well, I was thinking about it, but man, law school is expensive, so I'm thinking I might pass on that.
I watched that big court trial that's going on right now. I won't mention it so everybody doesn't go freaked out, but man, I watched it for way too long yesterday just because I love the courtroom drama. I love the questions that the lawyers are asking and how they have to phrase them, how the witnesses act, how the judge acts. It's just all fascinating to me, being in the courtroom like that. It's really cool.
Absolutely, and I know exactly which trial you're talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, I think anybody that's got a, you know, two marbles rolling around in their brain nose.
Right, it's the biggest one right now. But it's not because of that trial. I just liked what was going on in the room. Like, it's just intense. And I'm like,
I was telling Jeremy off the air that I kind of sometimes wished that I had gone that route, because I think I would love to be a litigator, a trial lawyer. Mm-hmm. And one of my very best friends from high school, friendliest boy John, he went on to be a trial attorney, and I've asked him about it many times. He says the rush is incredible.
Oh, I bet.
And it has to.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to be an old judge sitting up there, too, who just looks annoyed 90% of the time. That judge, man, in this trial just looks annoyed all the time.
I'd like to be the judge from My Cousin Vinny. You know, just sitting up there pontificating.
You got any questions for us, Charles?
Well, I guess I don't have any questions off the top of my head, but I guess the only question I would ask is, how long do you guys plan on doing the show for?
Uh-oh, he's trying to broom us out of here.
Until about 9:45 this morning, then we're going to bounce for the weekend. Why? Do you want
Great
us to quit?
Answer. I love it.
Do you think it's time for us to hang it up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You guys are getting up there.
Oh, shut up.
Pass the mantle down to the next generation. I'm just kidding.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh,
he's
young.
I'm not a spruce chicken.
Well, I, you know, here's the thing. We'll probably keep doing it until Fleck, that's our big boss, comes walking in, points to the door, and says, "That's enough." That's enough.
But he likes us, so it should be a while.
So far, so good. We're making a lot of money for them, Charles, so they'll stick us around for a while.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad that you guys got the job security. Keep up the great work, guys. I really enjoy your show. Mindbender is the best, and I'm so glad I was able to call you guys in today.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting
you. Well, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend, and thank you for the kind words and for being on the show. You know, for his first time, wasn't he great?
He's a pro. He's a good guy.
Time for one more quickly before we go to break. It's Lynn. Good morning, Lynn. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Super duper.
It's been a good day. It's been a really good day today. So
good. Good.
What's going on in your world? What are you doing this weekend?
Kitchen renovation.
Oh, yuck.
I know.
What a mess.
Wait a minute. What's that costing you? I got to know what it's costing.
Well, we did our research and we did some of the demo ourselves.
Good.
And going to put the cabinets together ourselves. So we're saving
a ton.
A lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was going to
And the
be
demo's the fun part.
120.
120?
And yeah.
$120,000?
Yes, sir.
Shut your mouth.
What?
Shut my mouth.
Shut your mouth, Lynn.
You guys are spending $120,000.
It was going to be that, but they did the fun work, the demo work. Okay, so where are you going to fall then?
We're going to be around
$80,000.
Wow.
Lynn. That kitchen better make the food for you.
$80,000.
It's a beautiful kitchen. It's my dream kitchen, so, you know.
Okay, so now I got to know, for 80 grand, what comes with your dream kitchen besides the usual, like cabinets and a dishwasher?
You got that goofy little wine fridge?
What are you doing?
No, a little coffee bar, 8-foot island. It's a pretty big kitchen, so I think that's it. Oh, we're also redoing floors. And we had to move a beam. So the whole beam, the wall.
Oh, there's your money. You got to move a beam, Dom.
It's all structural now. You're getting crazy.
That wasn't even the most. That didn't cost the most. It was the cabinets, but we're getting them.
Yeah, those are crazy. And usually the countertops. Are you doing like silestone or granite or something?
Well, no, we're going to go with quartz, much more durable.
Yeah.
Quartz countertop, huh?
Lynn, my God.
I know, it's a mess here, but...
Are you doing before and after pictures, I hope?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, you're absolutely charming. How long have you been listening to this ridiculous show?
Oh, my gosh. I think since you guys started. So when was that, Dom? 93 is when I...
Dom's
here.
Been here a long time, yeah.
I started in 93.
Well,
I like to tell
go.
People I started 1 week after Bill Clinton was inaugurated. So, think about that.
I think I've been listening longer.
Google him, kids. Bill Clinton. Kids, look him up. Lynn, you're the best. Good luck with your remodel. Okay.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, Lynn.
You as well. God, I love
that's
our
sweet.
Listeners.
Man, that's
You've
a lot of money.
Been listening for almost 30 years.
Woo.
And $80,000 on the remodel.
Insane.
You know, when she said we started to do it ourselves because we didn't want to pay $120, when you asked her what it was going to end up being, I thought she was going to say $25.
Right. At $80. It's a
wow.
Nice, that's a really nice BMW.
It's a Tesla.
Nice new
almost.
Pickup. Yeah.
Wow.